This is an alternative to a loving-kindness meditation, created specifically to be a support in turning towards full acceptance of oneself and one's experiences and to cultivate self-compassion. Accepting oneself and one's experiences means simply allowing space for whatever is going on, rather than resisting it or trying to create some other state. In acceptance, we settle back and just let things be as they are, just being present with what is. This is a new way to deal with experiences that have a strong pull on our attention. So getting comfortable and settling into whatever position you choose, whether laying, sitting or standing, just letting your back and neck be upright, so that your breathing flows freely and you embody dignity and alertness. Letting your front and limbs be open and soft so that there's a gentleness, a kindness in your attention. And in your own time, just becoming aware of your body head to toe, sitting, laying, standing here. Notice how your body is feeling right now. Be in your body, fully dwelling in your lived experience of this moment. Allow your attention to expand out to sound. What sounds do you hear arising? Outside? Inside? Not chasing the sounds, just letting them come to you. Or if there's no sounds, maybe noticing the stillness, the silence. The spaces between the sounds. The silence behind the sounds, beneath the sounds. In your own time, moving your attention to your breathing. Just becoming aware of your body breathing. Wherever you notice it most vividly. Maybe at the nose, or chest, or low down in the belly. Just moving up close to the breath. And feeling the in-breath and the out-breath. Breath coming in, breath going out. Rest with the breath for a few moments, just surfing the waves of the breath coming in and going out from your body. Notice the stillness, the peacefulness of just being quiet, of resting as you gently breathe. I now invite you to bring to mind some aspect of your personality or perhaps some mistake you've made, a failure that's been bothering you lately. Something that perhaps you've been criticizing yourself for, that has made you feel inadequate in some way. whatever this trait or action is, try to get in touch with your feelings about it. How does it make you feel? Bad? Frightened? Isolated? Inadequate? How have you felt when you thought about this inadequacy? See if you can locate the sensations of the emotions in your body. Maybe a tightness in your throat, a heaviness in your heart, tension in the shoulders or face. What emotions do you feel when you think about this mistake or inadequacy? And where are those emotions felt in the body? Just actually allow them to be there, instead of resisting feeling these natural feelings that arise when we judge ourselves. Just notice them. What am I feeling? Where are the emotions in my body? Get in touch with how much suffering is caused by our self-judgment and fears about not being good enough. Much of our greatest suffering is caused at our own hands by the belief that somehow we should be perfect. Now take your hand, or both hands if you'd prefer, and place them gently over your heart in a calm, soft, gentle, comforting manner. See if you can feel your heart now. See if you can let your heart be moved by how difficult your emotional experience is when you think about this thing that makes you feel bad about yourself. So what we'll do now is repeat some phrases, loving kindness phrases, designed to help you feel compassion for the fact that you're suffering. You're an imperfect being. You try your best, but no one on this earth is perfect. We're all inadequate in some way. We all make mistakes. We all fail. That's the human condition. It's okay. Repeat the phrases silently. I'll say a few phrases out loud and you can repeat them silently. May I be safe? May I be peaceful? May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself just as I am. Feel the warmth of your hand on your heart. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself just as I am. Repeat these phrases silently and really try and get in touch with the intention behind the words. The intention to offer yourself self-kindness, full acceptance and compassion. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself just as I am. If your mind wanders, as it probably will, because that's what minds do, as soon as you notice it's wandered, just bring your attention back to your breath and then refresh the phrases in your mind. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself just as I am. Giving yourself the same kindness, comfort, and compassion you would give to a good friend who was suffering and feeling bad about herself. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself just as I am. Remembering that everyone is in the same boat. Everyone feels inadequate in some way. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone fails. This is the human condition. It's okay. Everyone suffers this way. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself just as I am. And remembering all your fellow humans who struggle with self-judgment just the same way you do. We need to adjust the phrases to include them all. May we all be safe. May we all be peaceful. May we be kind to ourselves. May we accept ourselves just as we are. Now I invite you to think of something that's causing you suffering that you don't blame yourself for. Just bring into mind some troubling thought or situation, some worry or intense feeling. Maybe you have a loved one that is sick or something else that's hard to bear. Suffering comes from two main sources. Ourselves not being as we like, and our lives not being as we wish. So thinking of this aspect of your life that's causing you pain, noticing the feelings that arise in your body, becoming mindfully aware of those physical sensations, and deliberately moving your focus of awareness to the part of your body where those sensations are strongest. Using the breath as a vehicle to do this, just as you did in the body scan. Directing your awareness to that part of the body, breathing into that part of the body on the in-breath, and repeating the following phrases. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept my life as it is. This is just the way things are. repeating the phrases to yourself, comforting yourself for the difficulties of a human life. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept my life as it is. Accepting however you're feeling now. Fully inclining towards it. But doing this in the way a mother would incline towards a child who was feeling bad. Really feeling care and concern and tenderness for yourself struggling in this way. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept my life as it is. Putting your hand on your heart. Or if it's already been there all along, really feeling it, feeling the heat of your hand, the softness of your heart. We have been comforting ourselves for painful feelings, for suffering. Now see if you can feel what the compassionate self feels like. Your heart feels warm, open, vibrant in some way. This is the good qualities of an open heart that is filled with compassion. Feelings of tenderness, care, concern and kindness. Noticing the joy of compassion, connectedness, open-heartedness. This is also part of the human experience. It helps when you can support yourself. May all of us be well, be happy, be safe, and be free. May all of us be self-compassionate and accept ourselves just as we are. And our lives just as they are.